When we travel the world, we have worldly experiences. And when a person is called worldly, it means that they are aware of all the ramifications of the world, they're aware of all the attitudes of the world, they're aware of everything that's going on in the world, and they are untouched by it. So from that point of view, and from that definition of worldly, it's rather amazing, as we were just discussing, what the University of Healing is doing in its outreach around the world. And we have 5,000 circulation in our GIST, and that doesn't seem like a lot, but these are 5,000 people who would do anything to stay on the mailing list. They have been calling up by the dozens and saying that, keep me on the mailing list. What? And the GIST was a little late this month, and they said, I want to be on the list. I want to be on the list. What can I do? I love it. I love it. And we thought, hey, that's very nice, you know, very lovely comment from people to make. And then our discussion carried us to the globe. The young man who called up today, he said, do you have people all around the world who are taking the GIST, who are reading all about the absolute and so forth, and the relative, and all of the wonderful articles you have? Yes, we do. And then I said to Ellen, I said, now, do we have people in all countries of the world? She said, well, look at our practitioner list. I said, well, our practitioner list is not our mailing list. Practitioner list is only several hundred people, but the mailing list is 5,000. Now, just look at it. We were just contemplating what we have around the world, and we have copies of the GIST that go to Russia, Korea, Japan, name them.
Ukraine.
The Ukraine, in England, in Nigeria, where?
Ireland. China.
Please go on.
Indonesia.
Australia.
New Zealand. Arabia. Egypt.
Nigeria.
Ghana.
Ghana. And South Africa.
Yep.
And Brazil.
Argentina,
right?
Yep. Colombia, Venezuela, I think.
And Ghana.
Ghana
has a lot of them.
Yeah, and Guyana.
Guyana. Yeah, Ghana and Guyana. And then Alaska and all the states in the United States, Hawaii. And I asked Ingeborg if we had agreement on that. And she says, yes, we've got agreement on that. I said, I meant Greenland. And she says, no, I don't think we have anybody up in Greenland. But I will have checked Scandinavia. Do we have anyone in the Scandinavian area?
Holland.
Oh, Holland,
yeah.
Netherlands.
Luxembourg.
Switzerland.
And Switzerland. Oh, of course, and Germany, and France, and Italy. Yeah.
And Mexico.
And Mexico, yes. Yeah, and Nigeria, that is down on the Baja Peninsula there, down in Central America, we have several who are taking the magazine.
Scotland.
Who?
Scotland
too. Oh, my.
Canada?
Canada. We got a lot in Canada. And do we have any on any little tiny islands someplace too?
Yes.
Probably.
The Bahamas.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah.
Trinidad.
Teddy. Huh?
Trinidad.
Oh, yes. And Jamaica.
Yeah.
And my goodness, we are doing right well. So this is quite exciting. Now, you see, we really hadn't given it much thought. We just expand without thinking where we're going and not realizing that we're covering the globe.
The Philippines.
Oh, that's Philippines. I said that. That's
Taipei.
Right. And Taipei and Taiwan.
Hawaii.
And Hawaii, yeah. So it's really quite fascinating when you stop to think where our little GIST is going. I admired the Daily Word so much in its size when I worked for the Daily Word as a student minister. And it was lovely to be able to write the Daily Word ideas and other little things that were required of us. And it was quite a good education. But at that moment, I fell in love with that size because it fit into your suit coat pocket, into your purse. It fit anywhere, and you always had it with you. And it was well done, beautifully done. And so rather copied that style and size and have used that since, 1970 is when I first started doing this for my churches in Imperial Valley, El Centro, and up in Minnesota. And my mother had a little magazine up in Mercer, Wisconsin, but it was a little bigger than that. But all of these things are really a fascinating way to reach out. But the most important thing about the gist, and this is something that we must always keep in mind, is the content. The gist can look beautiful, and it does look beautiful. The gist can be very cleverly done, and it is cleverly done. The gist can cover all sorts of topics, and we do cover many topics. We have many writers. We don't put in half the letters that we receive, and the letters are so supportive and wonderful. We should really be putting more letters in and telling more wonderful things about what we're doing. But we are not even doing one little bit of what we could be doing, because the material is here. The genius is here. We are surrounded by beautiful, brilliant monks whose writing is clever and delightful and charming and fulfilling. When Stefan wrote the column for the practitioners, every week we would get one or two responses in, maybe more, of people who were just falling in love with what he said and how he said it. Now that Sylvia is beginning to write, soon her writing too will attract attention. But this is Sylvia's first movement into writing publicly, and we'll watch and see how Sylvia progresses on this. But if Stefan was any indication, Sylvia should hit the roof very soon and be one of our top writers. And perhaps Anita will write for us, who knows, if we can keep her on the subject. You give Anita a computer, and what does she do? She wants to spell it UNICORN, unicorn. She wants everything to be a unicorn because she thinks they're so beautiful. And they are. And Ingeborg. I read several of Ingeborg's things in the past, and they're very profound. And she hasn't written anything since. And I've got to get her busy on putting out a little one-pager or something. But I think if all of us could express these things as we do in this philosophy so beautifully, that it would be a wonderful thing for us to have. Just a wonderful way to express in the gist. And I have dreams of the gist even being bigger. But if we get too big, it gets too expensive not to put it out, but to mail it. The mailing cost alone to all these foreign countries far exceeds any subscription price that we would ever realize. And it's quite amazing when you realize that the gist is an eleemosynary activity of the Church of God Unlimited and the University of Healing. It is a gift. And the people who pay their subscriptions pay maybe about a very nominal portion of what the total publication costs to put it out, just in post office and printing and things like that, not counting the genius, the magnificence of the wisdom that is in there, unbeatable anywhere. And of course, you can never put a price on that, could you? So, we're doing beautiful things. We're writing beautiful things. We're wandering down beautiful roads that are going to be very uplifting for us. And can you all tell me in one word, without me having to ask you, for whom are we writing the gist?
Me.
For ourselves. Each one of us is doing this for ourselves because it represents our spiritual awareness and our spiritual illumination, not our growth, because we're not growing anywhere. We're already there. It's just that we're becoming aware that we're there. And just like all of you who listen on the internet and hear these talks from time to time, each one of you is already illumined but you're just not aware of it yet. So let's have a grand awareness party, and shall we set a date for that on the campus of the University of Healing, and let's have the millions and billions of people around the world come to campus for that one special illuminating experience where we have all recognized our awareness. And I assure you, as you arrive, you will not be arriving in limousines or cars or airplanes. You will, and Ellen is making her arms like a bird. You'll not be arriving like a bird. You will be arriving in thought. And you will be like my classes, or like the classes that we hold in the pyramids. The thousands of millions of people who come there are there in consciousness. They certainly wouldn't fit physically. So, this is our blessing and our wonder and our joy. And I hope you, I know you have gotten just a little bit of our enthusiasm for the gist and for the opportunity to serve you, the reader. I love you. Have a wonderful day.